Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us once again. It's the Football Betting Podcast. It's me, Tom Pipkin. I'm a co-host, Tom Walker. This is your home for tips and insight into your weekend accumulators. We're going to look through the Premier League, the Championship, League One and League Two, picking out our betting highlights from each of the league to hopefully bring you some profit this weekend. We are sponsored, as ever, by our friends at Quiff. You can check Quiff out at quiff.com. And Quiff is the only place where your bets can be supercharged. So no matter what bet you put on, if it's a single, if it's an accumulator, it doesn't matter what odds it is, it has the opportunity to be boosted. It can go from 3.0 all the way up to 30.0 if you're really lucky, or you might just get a little boost, or you might get no boost at all. Such is the fun of betting with Quiff. It just means that you can get massively inflated odds on something that should be much, much shorter. So check out Quiff at quiff.com and you can take advantage of a bet £10, get £30 as a surprise bet. Check out the link in the podcast show notes or on social media for that code there. How's it going, co-host Mr. Tom Walker? Ready for another big weekend of betting action as the season reaches its real business end now?
Yeah. We're definitely approaching the running for me. And it was a intense weekend, wasn't it, Easter? We had a Championship, League One, League Two, EFL action on a Friday. Then we had Premier League take centre stage Saturday, Sunday. And then Monday, we were back to the EFL. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and a smattering on Thursday as well. The Premier League was back again. Yep. And then the games start on Saturday morning again. So it's been a pretty relentless period, but I'm all for it. And actually, Rotherham Plymouth on Friday night means that it could be a week of consecutive EFL and Premier League action every day. Yeah,
well, exciting stuff. Yeah, plenty for us football fans to sink our teeth into. But from a betting perspective, it's been a bit of a bookies benefit time of the last, you know, month, 6 weeks or so. So many unpredictable results happening. It's been an absolute bloody nightmare.
Yeah, it has. We haven't been hitting the back of the net that often. A couple of posts, a crossbar, maybe a VAR check ruling out a goal here, there and everywhere. But we're ready to get back on it with a different looking treble than what we would normally do this weekend to see if we can break the mold.
Yeah, so we'll go straight in with the Premier League and then we'll go through the Football League. So in terms of the Premier League, I feel like this is probably the most predictable league in terms of betting and has been for a while. It's been full of entertainment, full of plenty of goals. That is reflected in the prices, especially as we read out some goals bets as we go through the Premier League. But we get kicked off with Palace at home to Manchester City. Man City price at 1.3, though, so they are short. I do expect them to win. Phil Foden got that hat-trick in midweek, rested De Bruyne, rested Haaland. They came on as late substitutes, so I imagine they'll be back for this game. I think Man City should definitely have too much for Palace, but in terms of a betting perspective, there's not an awful lot that I fancy. I feel like even though Palace aren't great, they've always got that potential to throw a little bit of a spanner in. We saw that in the reverse fixture when they came back from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 late on. There's always something about Palace at home that makes me a little bit wary.
Yeah, I mean, they've only scored more than one goal once in the last 8 games, Palace. I do feel like they're a little bit goal shy. I haven't seen, you know, they've become a bit more solid, but I don't think I've seen enough under Glasner to think they can get anything against City. And it should be a foregone conclusion.
Yeah. We'll look at the 3 o'clocks then next. We've got 5 3 o'clock kickoffs to choose from. We won't go through them all one by one, but just take your pick from any of the games there that you fancy.
Honestly, I think Burnley might be a shout.
Big game.
Everton-Burnley, massive game. The price at 5.0. I'm fully aware that we're not backing, you know, a Man City-level team here. This is Burnley. And in terms of away from home this season, they've only won 2 of 15. but this Everton team's stink. Absolutely stink. They haven't won in their last 9 games. They played 4 games at home in a row without winning. Their home form overall this season has been really poor. Calvert-Lewin scored his first goal in, 20-something from the penalty spot just to get a creditable draw away at Newcastle. But by all accounts, it was a very dominant Newcastle performance and Everton didn't really deserve anything from the game. The fourth worst home record in the division, and Burnley just kind of staying in the fight is what I will say. They're unbeaten in the last 4 games. It's 3 draws and a win. Crucially, they've scored in every single game. I think they've been a little bit goal shy recently, but they've scored 2 in 3 of their last 4 games, and against West Ham, Brentford, Chelsea as well. And then obviously in midweek, a 1-1 draw with Wolves. Still expect them to go down, but all the pressure is on Everton here. And Burnley can go there with no expectations. And at 5.0, I think it might be worth a look.
Yeah, well, you know, there's always the outlier as well of the impending points deduction for Everton. The Premier League have committed to reaching a decision by the 8th of April. We record on the 4th of April. This game's played on the 6th. So there is an outside chance that by the time this game comes around, Everton may have been levied with another further points deduction by the Premier League. So they're currently 7 points between these two sides. Could be shorter with the deduction, or it would be shorter with the deduction. Even more incentive for Burnley to kind of reel Everton in here and get a big 3 points. But yeah, I could certainly see it. And it's a big price.
The double chance, by the way, is 2.15. Might be a little bit smarter. Burnley on the nose really did intrigue me.
Yeah, that double chance price is good. I like that. I like the look of Luton against Bournemouth here, and we're going to go for both teams to score. It's a short one. It's priced at 1.44. 9 of the last 10 games have seen both teams score where Luton have been involved. They've not won in 11 consecutive games and haven't kept a clean sheet in any of those 11 either. Bournemouth on a decent little run now, 3 wins on the spin, no losses in 5. These two teams played out a really enthralling 4-3 victory for Bournemouth when they met at the Vitality Stadium not too long ago. With Luton's history of both teams to score happening a lot recently, especially with them being at home, and with Bournemouth generally being on strong form with consecutive wins against Luton, against Everton and against Palace, I think both teams to score and another entertaining game is on the cards here.
Yeah. In terms of Villa, we were just chatting off air, Tom. I know Brentford are poor. Brentford at 5.0, which is big. Villa, I just don't know if I'm ready to trust them at the prices that they're currently running at 1.66 to get this home win. I don't know if you feel a little bit more confident. I think I'm just put off by the price.
I'd definitely go for Villa if you made me pick. Brentford are in such poor form at the moment, aren't they? Win in their last 11 games, 1 win in 11. So, they're in really poor form. So I'd definitely be leaning towards Villa, absolutely. But yeah, a little bit short for me. Anything from Fulham, Newcastle or Wolves, West Ham for you?
I think I do like the thought of West Ham going to Wolves and not getting beat. 1.5. I think it's really important to remind everyone how many injuries Wolves have at the moment. They're big hitters, so they only have maybe 4 or 5 injuries, but they're basically their 4 or 5 best players. They're all out at the moment, and I know West Ham could do what they did against Newcastle and throw it away, but 1.5, I expect them to go there and avoid defeat.
Okay, let's look at the evening kickoff then. It's 5:30. It's Brighton at home to Arsenal. Arsenal, the favourites, as you'd expect, priced at 1.54. That's something I'm quite happy to throw out there. You'd think with the form that Arsenal are on, the defensive solidity that they currently have, they should go to Brighton and get a result. Brighton's home form, to be fair to them, I was looking at this and thought it's better than I thought it was. They're unbeaten at home since October. But if we look at the teams that they failed to beat at the Amex, they failed to beat Everton, they failed to beat Wolves, they failed to beat Burnley, they failed to beat Sheffield United, they failed to beat Fulham. So despite the fact they've got a long unbeaten home run in the league, they've been drawing against a lot of sides you really want to be seeing them beat, you know, down the bottom end of the Premier League. Mm-hmm. So I think if this Arsenal side come to town and in the form that they are in, once again, having rested players in their midweek match against Luton, I'm sure they'll come back in, your Declan Rices, etc. Yeah, I can see them getting a comfortable win, I think, here for me against Brighton.
Yep. Yeah, fair enough. I totally agree. Arsenal all the way.
Moving into Sunday then, we've got three games on Sunday. Kicks off with a 3:30 kickoff. Man U at home to Liverpool. I know you fancy Liverpool here, don't you, Tom? 1.62, the Reds for the win.
Yeah, I mean, United are a train wreck, to be honest with you. You know, there's a couple of stats flying around at the moment about, you know, them facing the most amount of shots on target this season. Brentford, they had 32 shots against Man United, and they had the third most on target from inside the box in Premier League history. Wow. Against Man U. The other two games were Man City against Norwich at home, and Man City against Southampton at home. It was that kind of level of dominance. And yeah, we've seen so many times that United can spring a surprise. They can spring, you know, random results where you think they're down and out and they come out and get something. But for me, Liverpool are massive favourites for a reason here. You know, an early goal and I think it could be curtains for United. 1.7 for Liverpool. I mean, Man U out at 4.33. Basically is everything you need to know, really.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Sheffield United against Chelsea then is a 5:30 kickoff. I'm going to go for Chelsea to win and both teams to score here. It's priced at 2.3. And whilst Chelsea's form is okay, they've been involved in a lot of high-scoring games recently. So three of their last five, they've won and both teams have scored. So that's a 4-2, a 3-2 and a 3-2. In between that, they've had 2-2-all draws as well. That was against Burnley in the league and against Brentford in the league. So this Chelsea side have conceded at least two goals and scored at least two goals in the last five games across all competitions. Sheffield United, their home record is pretty abysmal, as we all know. They have conceded at least three goals in six of their last seven home matches. So when it comes to playing at home, despite the fact they are starting to score a few more, they scored three in their previous home game against Fulham and two in the game prior to that, they still are conceding goals, particularly at home, at a really alarming rate. And I can again see Chelsea scoring a fair few here, as we know they're capable of, as we've seen from their previous results. But yeah, Sheffield United themselves taking advantage of this fairly leaky Chelsea defence at the moment.
Yep, agreed.
Tottenham Forest then is the final game on Sunday. Can we go to the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and get anything?
No. No. Not for me. I know the Forest fan base right now is feeling pretty positive after the Fulham game, and it's, you know, they're unbeaten in three games, two draws and a win. But, you know, going away to Tottenham is a whole another level. Yeah, for me, Brennan Johnson in sparkling form is almost guaranteed to have a say on this game. and Song Heung-min in purring form as well. Now, the one thing I will say is if Nuno does go with the what all the fan base has been crying out for, and he deployed on Wednesday or Tuesday night, I can't remember, Tuesday night, the Elanga, Hudson-Odoi, Gibbs-White, Chris Wood, I could see Forest scoring. So the Tottenham to win and both teams to score, yes, is at 2.6. I think Forest will be quite dangerous on the break should those personnel play. I will say if we see Origi on the team sheet, that bet will completely be off the cards for me. It's all about team selection. But yeah, if we see that front four, both teams to score, yes, is 1.61. But I think you'll be able to get Tottenham and both teams to score at 2.6.
Yeah, let's not get started on Origi. Jesus Christ. yeah, just to add to that, a shorter price for me, but it's come in a hell of a lot this season. And we say it every time on the podcast when Tottenham are playing at home. Over 2.5 and both teams to score. It's priced at 1.75 for this particular game. Tottenham have played 15 games at home in the Premier League this season. 14 of those 15 have been over 2.5 goals and both teams to score. So for something that's happened 14 out of 15 times, to be getting odds of 1.75, I think is a nice little price really for that. Mm. Right, that is the Premier League done and dusted for this weekend. Let's move into the Championship, and it kicks off with a cracker. We'll just pick out our highlights, but the 12:30 is the Old Farm Derby. We're speaking about this before we started the show. Norwich at home to Ipswich. This surely looks like it's going to be an entertaining one with goals written all over it, doesn't it?
Yeah, massively. I think and I will speak on behalf of the podcast, I think we're both very excited about both teams to score for this one. Mm. I mean, there are so many statistics to go off at the moment. In terms of just how the teams are playing, if you have a look at the form table, the last eight games, you'll find Ipswich top, 21 points yielded, Norwich in fourth, 16 points yielded. Home form, Ipswich right up there with 49 points. It's the second best record. In terms of goal scoring, Ipswich top, Norwich in fifth, and then defence, which is where we want teams to be quite low down, obviously. Ipswich hovering around that ninth, and then Norwich down in 16th. And then in terms of, you know, just overall recent games, I mean, Ipswich are the ones, aren't they, Tom? Where you just look at their results and you just think that this has both teams to score written all over it, really. 3-2, 1-0, which obviously isn't both teams to score, I understand. 6-0, yes, that also isn't both teams to score, but a team that is capable of scoring six, I think, is definitely a good shout for them to get a goal. 2-1, 3-2, 3-1, 4-3, 2-1, 2-2. A 4-0 is in there as well, which again, I know is not both teams to score. And then we have a look at Norwich. 3-1, 2-1, 3-0, 5-0, 3-1, 1-0, 1-1, 4-1, 4-2, 2-2, 2-1, 5-2. It is going to be an absolute cracker. In terms of result, I probably would stick with Ipswich as the favourites and who I would back at 2.45, especially if they're in play in the last 10-15 minutes. They've definitely got a habit of scoring late goals. But yeah, both teams to score is, I think, the smart play and where my money will be going this Saturday.
Yeah, result-wise, and we've used this to good effect, I think, in recent podcasts when two good sides have played each other, the draw. 3.75 for the draw. I like the draw on both teams to score personally here. But yeah, Ipswich haven't kept a clean sheet against Norwich for 20 consecutive games. So there's one for you. Moving into other things in the Championship this weekend that we like. And spoiler alert, there's not a lot of them. It's gone from being a really good league last week for us over Easter in terms of betting tips to not much of much this weekend. I'm going to look at Blackburn against Southampton, and I like the both teams to score here. It's priced at 1.46. Six of the last eight Blackburn games have been both teams to score. Six of the last seven Southampton games have been both teams to score. We know that these sides possess a lot of firepower. Sammy Smodics, the Blackburn forward, is the top scorer in the league. They won 5-1 last time out against Sunderland. So big result for Blackburn there. Southampton, lots of goals in their games over the last few weeks. So they lost that ding-dong 3-2 to Ipswich last time out over Easter. They have had 4-2 wins and 4-3 wins in the games prior to that as well. So plenty of goals at both ends for Southampton over recent weeks as they're kind of treading water, aren't they, really? They're not going to catch the top two and they're not going to drop out of the playoffs now. So it's all about momentum at this stage for Southampton and building that momentum ahead of the playoffs. So for me, both teams to score, 1.46.
Yeah, I completely agree. And yeah, not much to go off this weekend. I think Leicester, as much as they are kind of, you know, they're not the most reliable at the moment, are they? I'll tell you who is reliable, and that's Birmingham. They are rubbish, despite the fact that they beat Preston in midweek 1-0 to break a run of eight games without a win. They still lost four consecutively before that. They're going to have to, you know, have a complete season-defying shift in performance to go away to Leicester and get a win, even though Leicester aren't kind of firing on all cylinders. 1.33 for the Foxes, I think, it is quite a short, obvious one.
Yeah. And to be honest, without wanting to shortchange too many Championship fans, there's not much else that I want to put out there, to be frank.
It's really tough. It's really tough.
Shall we move into League One?
Yeah, not much going on here either, is there, to be honest?
not a hell of a lot. It's worth looking at Lincoln, isn't it? They've been a juggernaut over the last few weeks and months, to be honest. They're priced at 2.37 away at Reading this weekend. And it's nothing really negative to Reading, because Reading are a decent little side. You know, they're very much win one, lose one, which for a side that have been deducted points, been in relegation trouble for a lot of this season, a win one, lose one record at this stage of the season is absolutely fine for them. You know, they'll comfortably stay up with that. They lost 5-2 to Bolton last time out. But Lincoln, it's all about them at the moment, isn't it? There's always a team who charges up the league in the second half of the season, gate crashes the playoffs, and Lincoln look like they are probably that team in League One this year. They're in sixth now in the division, tied on points with seventh place Oxford. They're only actually 7 points behind Barnsley and Peterborough now, such is the strength of their recent run. Five wins on the spin, no losses in 15 consecutive games. If you take out their 1-0 draw to Stevenage, they've had, you know, that's 8 wins in their last 9 games that they've had. So they're not just drawing games. They're winning a hell of a lot of games at the moment. They're conceding very few goals as well. Across those 9 games that we've just spoken about, they've conceded just 2 goals. So one in their previous game against Carlisle and one in a 5-1 win against Barnsley. So this is a Lincoln side who are just going from strength to strength. They're scoring plenty of goals. They're very, very tight at the back. And I just think they'll have too much for Reading. And at 2.37, to get a team with 8 wins in 9 at that price, I've got to gobble that up, mate.
Very exciting, that's for sure. What gets me excited as well is Oxford. I haven't really spoke about Oxford that much recently. There was a period where they were a bit of a podcast darling, but not necessarily this season, despite the fact that they still find themselves in a very strong position in the league. They're playing against Burton Albion, which is just about the perfect opponent, I would say. Burton haven't won in 9 games. They've lost 6 in a row at home. They've lost 5 of their last 6. Oxford arrive with patchy form, but decent form. So, you know, their last couple of away games, they've played Shrewsbury and Port Vale. Very kind of comparable teams to Burton, I would say. And they have drawn away at Shrewsbury and beat Port Vale away. And their last time out, they beat Fleetwood at home 4-0. Obviously, this is away from home, where Oxford are definitely a little weaker than they are at home. But we should still see an Oxford win here, I think, basically based on how bad Burton Albion are. And Oxford are a hair over even money. They are 2.05. I think that's a good price, all you know, with all things considered.
Yep, I agree. And I'm going to throw out one more thing in League One that I like personally. And it's not based on form, but it's one of those needs must kind of situations, really. And it's Cheltenham Town to go away to Leyton Orient and get a victory. Cheltenham are priced at 3.4 for the win. So Cheltenham are currently in 22nd in the league. They're 2 points away from safety, but they do have two games in hand on Burton, who sit that in 20th place, so one place away from the drop zone. So Cheltenham now, with seven games to go, have got a big, big need to start getting points on the board and hold themselves away from trouble. And they go away to Leyton Orient, who are 9 points adrift of the playoffs with five games to go. It's not mathematically undoable, but it's pretty much, it's not going to happen for them this season. So they're a team that could be there to be got at. Their form is pretty so-so. They've lost the last two games in a row. They've lost to Lincoln. They've lost to Peterborough. Won just once in their last six. So, yeah, this is a late ignorance side with nothing really to play for, realistically. One win in their last six. Scored just two goals in those games as well. And Cheltenham, who need to start getting points on the board and wins, could be a big price to do so this weekend.
You just accidentally said Carlisle, and that's a great segue into my final tip, which is Carlisle to lose away at Northampton. It was like you were reading my mind. Northampton are even money. I think, are we calling it? Are we calling Carlisle a done?
Yeah, I don't.
I don't think it's mathematically done yet. But they are 13.
This is the weekend where it will be mathematically done.
Right. Okay. There we go. So it's 13 points for Carlisle. Like Tom said, potentially this weekend it could be done. Playing against the Northampton team, who last couple of home games I think have proven that they are a decent side, even though they let us down on the podcast a few weeks ago, and I haven't quite forgiven them. But they beat Port Vale 2-0 at home. And more impressively, before that, they beat Derby County 1-0 at home. They are currently 11th. They've had a fantastic season back at League One for the first time in a couple of years. And yeah, Carlisle, I mean, they beat Peterborough 3-1, didn't they, in that crazy upset. Carlisle were priced at 11.0 for that game. They won 3-1. Followed that up with a 3-1 defeat to Lincoln. I think Carlisle will go there kind of knowing that it's over. And I think Northampton will get a win at even money.
Yep, fair enough. I could see that one for sure. League Two then, let's go there. Lots of things. Is there lots? I'm going to throw out something that I keep throwing out, but it keeps coming in. So we'll do it again. It keeps happening. AFC Wimbledon to be involved in a game that features under 2.5 goals. 11 consecutive games now. AFC Wimbledon have been involved in games under 2.5. It's a dangerous one this weekend, actually, because they play Salford, and Salford are quite the opposite. Salford tend to be involved in games where lots of goals are scored. Under 2.5 goals in this particular game is 1.9, but I'm just counting on the strength of AFC Wimbledon's power to just bore out games and bore out results, really. I don't really know how else to explain that. just involved in lots of 1-0s, 1-1s, 0-0s. And it's happened for a long time now. It's been pretty boring stuff down there since February's begun. So, yeah, that's a tip for me to continue the trend and make it 12 games in a row of under 2.5 goals.
Cool. Tom, do you know who the best team in the league over the last 8 games has been? I'm going to give you a couple of guesses.
I think I might know.
Oh.
Just from researching. It's Doncaster.
It is. Doncaster Rovers. Just completely out of nowhere. Doncaster have risen to 14th. It's been a horrid season. Let's not forget that these guys were relegated from League One last year. And they have barely been in the top half all season. It's been bloody awful. But somehow Grant McCann has got a grip of this team and they're performing well. They're 2.4 to go away to Morecambe, who have won their last 2 games and get a win. So this is definitely like a bandwagon kind of vibe. But yeah, they can go there and certainly cause some damage. They've won 5 in a row and they've not lost in the last 6. And like I said, they are top of the form table over the last 8 games. This is a bit of a fun one. If you want to continue the trend and think that Doncaster are, you know, prime Barcelona currently, then 2.4 you'll get for Donny.
I can't lie, mate. I had a look last night at their odds to get in the playoffs.
Ooh.
It's very unlikely because they're 7 points adrift with 6 games to go and their goal difference isn't very good. But 40-1.
Wow.
So you never know. You never know.
Well, that works. So wait, 40-1. So that means you put £1 on and then you lose £1.
Pretty much.
No, I get what you're saying. It's exciting. It could be worth a couple of quid to keep it fun.
Yep. Right, Notts County against Harrogate. Let's look at that particular game. A couple of things that I think are worth pointing out here. So firstly, both teams to score is 1.42. It's probably the shortest price both teams to score that I've seen and looked at out of all the games this weekend. Notts County involved in games with plenty of goals at the moment, particularly in their own net. They did play out an entertaining 3-3 draw at home to MK Dons in their last match over Easter. Prior to that, 5 of the last 6 games for them have been both teams to score. And this both teams to score just comes more on the back of how leaky Notts County are at one end, but do have capability going forward in Jody Jones, Macaulay Langstaff, Dan Crowley, John Bostock, etc., etc. So that's the both teams to score, 1.42. I also want to put out there Harrogate to score 2 or more goals, which is priced at 2.25. Notts County at home have conceded at least 2 goals in the last 6 games in a row. So they conceded 3 to Gillingham, 3 to Crewe, 4 to Sutton, 2 to Wimbledon, 2 to Salford, and 3 to MK Dons. So this is a side at home who really struggled to keep them out, but like I say, are capable of scoring. So for once again, Harrogate to score 2 or more goals, it's priced at 2.25.
Notts County, just what a mad season, huh?
Yeah, crazy.
The best attack and the worst defence in the league. That is just absolutely insane. 79 goals have conceded.
Yeah, and it's just fallen apart since Luke Williams left, hasn't it, really?
Yeah, proper. Yeah, it really has. Okay, cool. I am aligned on that one. Honestly, I don't know if you've got anything else, but I think that's your bag for me.
Not really. Not really. We'll leave it at that.
Yeah, fair enough. We will now finish the show by looking back at last week's treble, and then we'll be delivering our treble for this weekend. So this one was based on Friday. So The Friday fixtures in the EFL was where we focused the podcast. And then in terms of all the other games, we kind of, well, the Premier League we covered, but then Monday for the EFL, we went on Twitter. So I'll also go through the Twitter ones as well, just so you guys get a full Easter recap. So let's start with the show. So what we read out. So we had Norwich against Plymouth. Yes, they won 2-1. Then we had Preston to beat Rotherham. Also, yes, that was a 3-0. Then we had Barnsley to beat Cambridge. What happened there? They did not win. They did not win. They lost 2-0 at home to Cambridge, which, I'll be honest with you, Tom, really bloody pissed me off, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But hey-ho. Then we had a little bit of a stinker on Monday. I will say I didn't consult Tom on these picks. This was all mine. We had Leicester. We had Norwich to beat Leicester. That was a big, big shout at 4.5. They did take the lead, but they lost. We had Preston to beat Birmingham away. That didn't happen. We had Coventry to beat Cardiff at home. That didn't happen. We had Notts to beat MK Dons. MK Dons to beat Notts and over 2.5. That didn't happen. But we did have Lincoln to beat Carlisle, and that did happen. So yes. We hit the post on Friday, and then we missed an open goal on Monday, is how I'm going to describe it.
Yes, which fills people with confidence, I'm sure, for this week's selections. We're going to go for both teams to score treble. We mentioned quite a few both teams to scores on the pod, so we thought that'd be right to go for the treble. Norwich against Ipswich, both teams to score. Blackburn, Southampton, and Notts County, Harrogate. So Norwich, Ipswich, Blackburn, Southampton, Notts County, Harrogate, all to be both teams to score. Pays 3.07 with Quiff. So £10 example stake returns £30.70, but there is always the chance that the bet will be supercharged to something much bigger and better than that.
Yes. Very confident, though, on it. I like it when we do a both teams to score. It kind of breaks it up, especially when the slate is a little bit skinny.
I agree.
They're always floating around. If you guys can give us a follow on social media, that'd be great. T_FB podcast. We are 170 followers away from hitting 3,000, which would be great if we could achieve that before the end of the season. So if you can give us a follow, T_FB podcast on Twitter/X, that would be unbelievable.
We're getting there. Yep. And yeah, if you have enjoyed the podcast or perhaps won some money from the tips that we put out on here or on social media, we'd really appreciate it if you could leave us a rating or review wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Yeah, here we go. The running. It's very exciting. Fingers crossed we can get some profit for everybody this weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Let us know your thoughts as ever on social media. We love to hear what you guys are thinking and what you're betting on, and if you do get any winners over the weekend. But yeah, until next week, go well this weekend, be profitable, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.